Every so often, an NFL player transcends the game. Think William Refrigerator Perry or Bo Jackson. Well, Denver Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow is in that category. He's become a household name thanks to his improbable come-from-behind victories and his prominent expressions of faith. How does Tebow do it? Well, the Dolphins, Raiders, Chiefs, Jets, Chargers, Vikings, and Bears would all like to know. NPR's Mike Pesca went looking for answers.
Tebow is a proper noun. Tebow is a verb, meaning to genuflect, after last night's Republican debate, one candidate tried to turn Tebow into a bumper sticker.
I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
Thus far, Tim Tebow has avoided becoming the Rick Perry of the NFL, meaning he's wildly exceeded expectations, which were that his greatness as a college player wouldn't translate into the pros. In this, his second year, Tebow orchestrated a stunning comeback in his first start, but played so miserably in his second that a writer for the Denver Post said right now he is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Tebow decided it was time for a comeback.
Tebow with the football after the play fake, looking around. Shaking off tacklers. How about that play from Tebow? And it's inside the 10, and that is a touchdown!
That call from Fox was the victory over Minnesota, just one of Tebow's six consecutive wins as a starter. In these wins, Tebow usually plays awful for a half or more, and then defies odds and defenses to win the game. Brian Burke, a former Navy pilot who runs AdvancedNFLStats.com, says the Broncos' great defense is the biggest explanation for their success. Luck might be second, but this Tim Tebow guy, he's intriguing.
If you ask a stats guy like me, we're cynics, and we're going to say, this can't continue. And we've been saying that for weeks now, and we keep eating our words. So I've given up. I'm just watching and enjoying.
Some are amused, others bemused. How could a player who's so consistently bad for the majority of most games wind up a winner? Greg Cosell, senior producer for NFL Films, still finds Tebow fundamentally deficient.
Tim Tebow, at this point in his career, is a below-average NFL passer, and there are throws that he's not going to make, and he's certainly not going to make them consistently.
Cosell says he would still find it hard to recommend Tebow as a first-round pick, but does offer some explanations. First, Tebow is a very good runner, and he rarely throws interceptions. Also, teams which have success for three or more quarters against Tebow subtly change their defenses at the end of games, and that hurts them. But Cosell suggests a huge factor in Tebow's run, an occasional toss, into the national consciousness has been good fortune.
Denver's won 7 of 8 games with Tebow. Five of those wins, they did not score more than 18 points. I think history suggests that you're not likely to do that over time.
There have been other explanations. A Denver area pastor with ties to Tebow's family says it's not luck, it's favor, God's favor. For the record, Las Vegas, not God, favors the Patriots by a touchdown in Sunday's contest. The Bible itself offers a rebuttal for those who have suggested that Tebow might be more than merely the instrument of God. Psalm 98 says, "Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory." But everyone knows Tim Tebow is a lefty. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.